going to talk this morning to two cast members and the director of Springfield's Little Theater's first production of 2017, which is 9 to 5, the musical. It opens a week from tonight, January 20th, and will run through February 5th at the Landers. Honestly, yesterday I was emailing back and forth with Lexi about at the theater right. about whether we were going to be able to even do this interview or not.
Right. I was like, Lexi, just give Randy my phone number and yeah. just tell him to call me.
Exactly.
Just say, hey, be there or not.
Or not. Yeah, exactly. Well, as it turns out here, at least in the Springfield Metro, it's been kind of a non-event.
It's
so,
nice.
You know,
it's quiet here on campus. There's nobody
There's
around.
Nobody here. That's right. You know, I'm the only one here in the building
just
right
us.
Now. That's
it's
right.
Like, it's like we feel really special today.
Now, nine to five is kind of an iconic late 70s piece that really kind of strikes a blow for women in the workplace. That was the whole idea of that movie.
It was a tremendous blow for women in the workplace there, and I think that it really started to change a lot of minds, actually, when you look back out of it. And you
I mean,
look
even
at,
as farcical as the plot was.
Exactly. And you look at those iconic characters that all three of the women that starred in that movie, Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda and Dolly Parton, the success that they've gone on to, and
right, Violet and Judy and Dora Lee.
Violet and yeah. Judy and Dora Lee. And we've grown up with them, and we said, well, how would Violet handle this situation? Or how would Judy or Dora Lee?
She would have turned him from a rooster to yeah. a hen with one shot, basically.
Well,
I
the
guess.
Interesting thing, too, we're finding is how relevant the show is now.
that it hasn't really aged.
Yeah. There's still many of the same issues in the workplace. There's issues of how
sexual harassment in the workplace
and people are treated, and we're trying to get some reverse sexual harassment in the show too, just so that everybody has equal.
Well, Chuck Rogers is the director of the production, and he has brought with him Chris Langston and Savannah Gibbons. And who's playing what in the show?
Well, I'll introduce them, and then they can talk.
Absolutely.
Chris Langston is playing the character of Violet,
yes.
who is played by Lily Tomlin mm-hmm. in the film.
Violet Newstead, please hold. Violet yes. Newstead, please hold. Yes.
And Savannah Gibbons is playing the character of Judy, which was played by the fantastic Jane Fonda in the film. And
very much against type in a lot of ways,
really?
I guess, when she, you know, you think about the way she played that role.
And then Logan
Chussell. We're going to need a separate locker for the hat.
That's right, which we have.
Yes, we do.
Logan Chussell, who our audiences will remember as playing Audrey in Little Shop of Horrors last spring, is playing Dolly Parton's character of Dora Lee. So I'll
now
let
this,
these ladies go.
Yeah, and this is a musical. This Dolly Parton wrote the music and the lyrics for this stage version of 9 to 5. So it certainly is kind of an inside job as far as being an adaptation. Well, all right, tell me about Judy Burnley.
Yes, Judy Burnley is very new to this whole work environment because she's never really had a job before, and she's been very dependent on her husband. So she's kind of walking into a very new situation, naive and unsure of what's going to happen. And through these two other women, Violet and Dora Lee, she really finds herself and finds her place in the world.
And what about Violet? Violet is a veteran of the
yes.
the corporate wars.
Violet has been around, and you know, she's been passed over multiple times for promotion, and
basically because she's a woman,
right.
and as they say in the movie, our customers just want to work with men,
right?
I mean, that's the excuse.
It's the old
but,
boys' club,
yeah.
We have a boys' club.
Oh, here, actually, yeah. I'm not here.
We have what's called the boys' club in the show, where it's just a group of guys that are always coming out and supporting the villain, Mr. Hart, who's the big bad boss, and it's a wonderful statement on.
Now, this is not an a chronological update either. This I guess the way Dolly Parton has written the stage show, it's.
It still takes place in 1979.
Yeah, still taking place in the late 70s.
Now, the interesting thing about it is you will have Dolly Parton is visiting us in the show. We have Dolly commenting on a lot of things,
like,
and the royalty company has provided videos, so we actually have her there with us, and the purpose of it is for Dolly to comment on the action and to set up the fact that we are going back to 1979, and they're contemporary videos. So, so she tries to link the current world with the past, so that she provides kind of a bridge for the audience to filter the show through.
Now, as a musical, everyone is going to have musical numbers to sing, and I can't imagine the kind of music that Franklin Hart sings.
It's kind of a fantasy song that Dora Lee is in his office taking some dictation, and Dora Lee / Dolly Parton is always wearing tight dresses and showing off her upper half quite a bit, and she is doing dictation, and Mr. Hart is singing about what he wishes he would be able to do. And it's really funny. It's really funny. Ryan Maddox plays Mr. Hart. Ryan's a veteran of Landers Theater shows, and trying to channel Dabney Coleman. I mean, who doesn't remember Dabney Coleman in that role? I mean, the epitome of slime.
Well, I got to get take a breath here and give the whole thing the sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot.
There you go. I think that sums it up really well. But Ryan does a great job of living that role, I think.
But again, obviously the movie wasn't a musical, and so Dolly Parton has written a bunch of songs that accompany the action that had taken place in the film. How close is the storyline to what people are familiar with from the movie?
Oh, they'll see a lot of what they expect to see when they think of 9 to 5.
But line there were references and everything.
Oh yeah, line references and action.
It is just like the film with music.
So, okay. Should we even try to mention that you do the whole thing with
Kidnapped?
Not the kidnapping, but the fantasy sequence with the animated characters. And
We do that too.
There are some furry creatures. Yes,
I wondered about that.
Yeah, it's a wonderful little piece. You know, in the musical world, we're able to incorporate dance and lots of projections and things like that to help us tell the story. It's really fun. It's a great way to use our tremendous ensemble. We have sexy gondoliers who dance with Savannah, and we have cowgirls that dance with Dora Lee, and we have furry creatures dancing with Chris as Snow White as she poisons Mr. Hart.
Yes. Yeah.
So a wonderful way to relive your fantasies.
Right.
All right. Now, choreography, of course, by Cheryl Love Miller. Musical direction by Susan Gravatt. And, it's hard to think of this show as a musical, but it had been a success as a musical.
It was, ran for several years on Broadway.
Yeah.
What's wonderful about Cheryl and Susan and myself working together as a team is we've worked together for so long, and all of us come from that era. In the early 80s, MSU and with Tent Theater and early Landers shows. And to be able to go back and pull all that back together. Cheryl's even raided her closet for some of her. Those of you that know Cheryl Miller know that she's famous for her clothes.
Yes. Yes.
And she's brought in some wonderful outfits. But Chris Hake, our costumer, has done a tremendously successful job of
recreating 1979.
You bet.
Yeah. So you have a whole stage full of worker bees in a corporate world.
Mm-hmm. And fantasies. I think that's kind of how Dolly chose to turn the film into a musical is through the incorporation of fantasies, so that we go into the minds of all of these women,
right,
to support the actual plot while still getting in all those great iconic moments of them kidnapping Mr. Hart and throwing him in the back of a car.
That's
and
fun. And even the hospital scene.
Yeah, the hospital scene.
Oh, yes.
It's become
yes.
one of my favorites. Yeah. Me too.
Oh, he's dead. He doesn't mind. Yeah. That whole thing. And they grab the wrong body, of course.
Yeah.
So 9 to 5 goes on at the Landers Theater next Friday, January 20th. Performances will be... I don't have the days on this. I know it's
Thursday
basically
Thursday
yeah. through Sunday, January 20th through February 5th, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday is at 7:30, Sunday afternoons at 2 or 2:30.
Well, it's actually at 2 o'clock, and
okay.
it's great that you brought that up. We
yeah,
are
yeah.
trying this year to move our Sunday matinees up to 2 o'clock. Seems to be something that all of our members are really enjoying.
Good.
So,
Good.
So yeah, 2 o'clock curtain on that, and... shout out too, if you don't mind. Next week we'll be having auditions for Jesus Christ Superstar,
okay.
which we have all the ladies involved in 9 to 5. So all of our guys out in the audience that would like to go out for Jesus Christ Superstar, that's coming up.
Okay, so when are those auditions?
I believe they're
Monday and Tuesday.
Okay,
yeah.
So,
all right, you
could go on our website. And
Go to SpringfieldLittleTheater.org and find out about those
right,
auditions.
Right.
And, of course, you can order tickets online or call 869-1334. Tickets range from $12 to $30. And, again, your opening night is a week from tonight.
That's correct.
You probably just as well not trying to do it this week.
I mean, oh, my gosh. I'm really glad.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
with all the all the stuff that's
the
going
weather.
On. But... we're ready. We're in great shape, and we had our first costume rehearsal last night, and everybody looks really tremendous. And yeah, it's been a fun time. I look at all the people that come to Springfield Little Theater that are in my age bracket, and we're all very excited about being able to revisit the show.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
no doubt.
It's from our era, you know. It's
yeah, mine too.
Yeah, so.
9 to 5, the musical at the Landers Theater, opening next Friday, 869-1334, or visit SpringfieldLittleTheater.org to order your tickets. Chuck Rogers directing the show, Chris Langston playing Violet Newstead, and Savannah Gibbons playing Judy Burnley. And again, who is your Doralee?
Logan Chussell.
Okay.
It's Doralee.
Doralee, all right. So thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Randy.
Glad the weather allowed you to come in this morning.
Yeah, good time.
All right, thanks.